Hello, everyone. I have previously commented about the strategic blunders the Trump administration has made in its war on Iran. Add this one, the gains both China and Russia have made at U.S. expense. While the war has had costs for both those countries, on balance it has benefited both more. The U.S. war on Iran has put China in an uncomfortable position. With Donald Trump's official visit upcoming in April, the Chinese don't want to go overboard in their criticism. On the other hand, they have built up a strategic partnership with Iran, which includes relying for 13% of China's oil imports on Iran. And China sees opportunities to strengthen China's public diplomacy in calling out U.S. aggression, taking advantage of another's misfortune, as a Chinese saying goes. Accordingly, China is denouncing the U.S. war and rhetorically supporting Iran, while doing nothing to upset the timetable for Trump's visit. In recent days, China's foreign minister and Communist Party Politburo member Wang Yi has set out the official line on Iran. Wang said, "Despite progress in the U.S.-Iran talks, the U.S. and Israel deliberately provoked a war against Iran, which clearly violates the purposes and principles of the U.N. Charter. China believes that the pressing task now is to immediately cease military actions to prevent further spillover of the conflict and avert an irreversible deterioration. As for supporting Iran, Wang Yi would only offer that, quote, China supports Iran in safeguarding its sovereignty, security, territorial integrity, and national dignity. Position in favor of seeming neutrality and mediation in the war, the Chinese leaders seem to believe, suggests that the longer the war goes on, the more will China's reputation strengthen and its influence in the region and in the global South as a whole improve. The contrast the Chinese leaders want to draw is between the U.S. destruction of Iran and partnership in Israel's decimation of Beirut on the one hand, with China's image as a responsible great power. I'd expect Vladimir Putin's response to the U.S. attack on Iran was meant to deflect attention from Russia's own aggression against Ukraine. Putin referred to armed Israeli-American aggression and called the assassination of Iran's supreme leader a, quote, cynical violation of all norms of human morality and international law. He should know. He has to feel relieved that the mantle of international criminal can now be shared with the U.S. president. Over the past year or so, Russia has lost important allies in Syria and Venezuela. Trump is predicting that Cuba, another Russian friend, is at the end of the line as it faces an energy crisis caused by what is essentially a U.S. blockade of Cuban oil imports. And now Iran. Moscow can do little to defend Iran, which, over the last 4 years, has become an important trade partner with Russia and at one time supplied Russia with drones. But if Russia's so-called comprehensive strategic partnership with Iran has been lost for now, Russia still may count important benefits from the war. First, Moscow has gained new justification for its war with Ukraine. If Trump can attack Ukraine without just cause, so can Putin attack Ukraine. It's all a matter of national interest, not international law. Second, Russia now finds justification for abandoning any pretense of interest in a settlement with Ukraine. Prominent Russian spokespeople are saying that the U.S., by attacking Iran, has lost all credibility as an honest broker interested in peacemaking. At any moment, these critics say, the U.S. might attack Russia. Best to keep fighting and defeat Ukraine. Third, Russian oil revenues are back on the upswing thanks to Iran's ability to disrupt tanker traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. Russia doesn't use the strait to ship its oil. Trump has lifted sanctions on imports of Russian oil, and China and India are paying higher prices for Russian oil, helping Russia finance the Ukraine war to the tune of an estimated $3.5 billion a month. The European Union countries may be forced to buy Russian oil before long. In all, U.S. defiance of international norms by rejecting a negotiated resolution with Iran in favor of a war that has affected numerous countries in and beyond the Middle East puts China and Russia in a comfortable political position. They are finding ways to support Iran, China via surreptitious oil shipments, and Russia via military intelligence sharing, ways that are risk-free and low-profile. The U.S. appears as an aggressor state, an unpredictable partner, a country whose behavior runs counter to its professions of respect for a rules-based international order. Beijing and Moscow will forever be reminding the world that Venezuela and Iran are models of U.S. foreign policy based on threats and the use of force. I'm Mel Gertow for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.